I should start recording. Sorry. Allowing ourselves the gift of that Christ consciousness, the gift of our soul determination. Because we really want to remember that we all got hypnotized into believing it's just about what we're doing in this short little linear lifetime. And that's all it's about. And so what they're saying is we now have a good reason to smile, and they're correcting me, and saying a grand reason to smile, because we're here extending our right hand. What they mean by that is we're reaching up strongly. What they mean by that is like reaching up strongly, reaching up proudly. And so what we're doing is we're saying yes to our true visioning. We're saying yes to our Christ light. We're saying yes to what our linear mind would assume is impossible. Because they're saying the stakes are high now, meaning that the light is powerful now. And of course, we're witnessing our ego is quite powerful as well, because this is like the shootings and all that. So this is the time to suffer not. In other words, we really want to remember that portal is open, that love is the way. And what I really got this morning in the meditation is that it's okay to dance, it's okay to party. What they mean by that is it's okay to twirl around a bit. What they're trying to explain is the atmosphere is already engaged. It's already happening. We have to choose it. We have to decide to it. We have to agree to it. And that's where some of us get a little, what would that be? They're saying stir crazy. So that's not what I was going to say, but that certainly is what they want to bring forth. What they mean, and I get it, what they mean by stir crazy is sometimes we want to get there a little too fast, even though our intentions are motivated and well-meaning and well-hearted. But when we try to get there too fast and we miss the point of the assignment, meaning we're kind of like racing through the lessons kind of superficially. Like, let me just complete the book so I can turn it into the teacher, so she can give me my, you know, brownie or whatever my reward is. And we're not really like going deep enough, or we're really not deciding. So we don't want to run to the finish line if we're not fully baked. So we want to allow ourselves, they're saying, to cruise gently with love in mind. Now, what they mean by that is to bring the heart and the sunshine to every single place. So that means whatever you're doing, you're always listening, responding to your higher self. And so it seems sort of easy, but what happens is we start getting tongue twisted, meaning we start going unconscious and we start deciding. So the ego that wants to run ahead, that wants to get the job done, that wants to like, you know, move out of the way, I'll take over, doesn't always serve the highest part, doesn't always serve the highest source arrival. And so the more that we can, they're saying like slow, steady, even strokes. So what they mean by that is like steady with love, steady with light, steady with self-assurance. So when you get triggered, when you go into judgment, like go into guilt, like whatever it is, you're allowing that to be reconfigured first. So in other words, we don't want to run carrying our dust bunnies inside all the way to the finish line. We're not going to receive entry. So we want to check it out all along the way. So allowing all of that to be released, to be transferred, and so that we're growing in our light, we're growing in our illuminated atmosphere, moment by moment, until that light takes over. So what's gonna happen is our identity, it starts, they're saying accumulating and multiplying. So in other words, instead of functioning out of linear consciousness, now we're going to be functioning out of our higher smile, meaning out of love, out of unity. And so that unity is, you don't have to think of another, like force yourself to think of another. They're already inside of you. And it doesn't matter if it's your best friend or the person that's giving you a hard time at the grocery. It just doesn't matter. Everyone is an aspect of the one. And you just know it. It's just there. It's not a mental process. So this is what we're expecting. This is what we're receiving. And to feel, they're saying like self-justified. And what they mean by that is some of us are a little nervous to begin. Like, I don't think I qualify yet. You know, she's been meditating. I really haven't. None of that matters, because here's the thing. We're all one. So we're really all the Christ already. It's for all of us to come and enjoy. So now is the time. And so you also want to remember, for those that, well, I didn't do that meditation practice this lifetime. Well, maybe you did it a lot in your previous lifetime. Like, you didn't need to do it as much as this. So really trust who you are right now, and really trust the sign of the times, meaning your very existence, your very life is showing you your own consciousness, and it's showing you everything you need for love to arrive. So you're looking, am I choosing love? Am I finding love? Am I sorting out the trash? Meaning, am I releasing the fear and trusting the light? You can't be in love and fear simultaneously. So a really great way is if you profess love, it's like I'm staying with love. Then when you leave it, it's like, okay, let's explore this. Why am I leaving love? Because love is where I want to land. Love is where I want to land next. So allow yourselves the gift of how would I say this? Like, my words would be holiday season, but I just want to call it like a seasonal atmosphere. And what I mean by that is, when I receive Mother Earth, when I receive Gaia, the light that is just, it almost looks like a light symphony, like all around the earth, because we're gaining speed, we're gaining access. And so this is what we want to remember. Each of us are learning to take our signaling, meaning we're each learning to reach up and get our just supply. It doesn't matter if you were nice to your husband. It doesn't matter if you were rude to him a minute ago. It's not based on like a recent decision. It's based on your divinity. It's based on your soul. It's based on who we all are. So in other words, we're all innocent. All of us. We just they're saying temporarily forgot. So allow your next moment to be one of the divine. So when we remember the divine, we want to remember everything is the divine. Everything is made up of great spirit. Everything. So whatever you're doing, you're working with God consciousness. Always. The more you, they're saying process that. And what they mean by is sort of like really allow that to kind of sink in. It's almost like if I watered the plants or whatever, like the water would go in, but then it would sink down and down and down and down. So that's what you want to do. You really want to allow and just really taste that, soak that in, soak that in. So allow yourselves to know your light. So knowing your light, it's like I can receive it and like, ooh, like, ooh, gooseies. So know your light is become one with your light. Identify with your light. Allow it to consume you. Allow it to change you in ways you don't need to understand. That light has information. It has coding. It knows what it's doing. Your job is to let go. So when we think, how would I say this? It's, we want to remember we're really not the individual. We're all of it. So when we think we know what's best, we always want to remember to kind of like have a little sort of humbleness if our higher self has an even brighter idea, an even better way, we're all ready. So there's no ego, there's no, well, you know, I want it to be my idea, because there really is no my anyway. That's the whole point. You know, that's the biggest fallacy of all. So allow yourself to receive from your golden heart. So now when they're referring to our heart, they're referring to the light that's already there. So the more that we can allow ourselves to travel to our heart and really receive that timeless expression of faith. So that timeless expression of faith wants to explode, meaning it wants to, it's almost like surprise, like coming out of a cake or something, like explode, express. That's the best word, is express. So again, the more we express that universal love. So universal love, remembering, is not conditional. Oh, I love you because you're my child. That's conditional. Love is, it doesn't matter who you are, the love transfers. It's universal. So that is what we're expressing. That is what we're increasing our desire to find. Oh my gosh, so beautiful. Allow yourselves to receive your true nature. And so it is. Ah, so beautiful.